Blog Talk Radio.
Reverend Robin, standing strong on God's word. He is the only one that you can be confident in, that you can trust in. And today we're going to teach you and share with you, a lot of people take it for granted, but how to be born again. And so we thank you for joining us all across the world. We see that even Japan and China, Brazil, Kenya, Rwanda, United States, Alaska, Canada, United Kingdom, Pakistan, India, sir. We're just bombing everywhere. Sister, how are you today?
I'm good. Hey, everybody. I hope you're all doing well today. I am super excited to hear the news of how far this reach is going, and even greater news that all of us are brothers and sisters in Christ getting to come together, even just for this short time, to glorify God.
Amen. Open us up in prayer, sister.
Yeah. Father, we just glorify you today, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your precious gift, Jesus, that you gave to us, Lord. Father, I thank you that today will be a good day of remembrance of your salvation. And for those that are new to it, Lord, I pray that you would reveal to them the truth of salvation in Christ. And I pray, Father, that there would be acceptance of it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, again, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And it is about being born again. Like Nicodemus even said to Jesus, one of the chief ruling priests of Israel came to Jesus the night and said, how can I be born again? Can I go back into my mother's womb? Sometimes, like I said, we take it for granted. As being a missionary, I especially am aware of this because where all the precious different gods and false gods, dead gods, they always say, God bless you. And even the Christians there where I minister, they always say, God bless you. I try to correct them. At least say, Jehovah God bless you. Because that means the one and true living God. But try, I encourage you today, if you do know Jesus Christ, tell someone Jesus loves you or Jesus bless you today. Use that name. And that's what we're going to share today, Sarah and I, the importance of the name, how you can be born again. Miss Sarah, will you read Romans 10, 9 through 10, please?
Yes, ma'am. So Romans 10, 9 through 10 says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved.
Hallelujah. And so I want to kind of break this down. In the King James, it says if you confess with your mouth, in other words, you got to say it. You've got to open your mouth. It's like when you're in love with your girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or wife, if you just look at them and you don't say anything. No, we want to hear, I love you. I confess you. I know that you're my loving wife. I know that you're my husband. I know that you're my friend, that you're my child. Confess it with your mouth. And that says also in your heart. That is your mind, will, emotions, passions. And we need to confess it openly into this world. And I wanted to share the word in verse 9, thou shalt be saved. And that is in the Greek, that means to be rescued from danger, to keep safe from destruction, no matter what's happening around you. You know, that does, it's confessing the Lord Jesus Christ. If you need to do that today and you don't know our precious Lord Jesus, you just open your mouth and say, Jesus, I confess you as my Lord. And I want you to save me, to cleanse me. Sarah, give me an input here.
Yeah, so I know many of us on this line are Christians and we're saved, but for those that aren't, I just kind of want to explain something here. So in here, we talked about that word saved, right, being rescued from danger or destruction. Well, you may wonder, well, what destruction am I being saved from? Well, sin and death is the destruction that we are saved from, and that's only because Christ was given as a sacrifice for us. He paid that price for us. And I want you to know that it's like going into court. And let's say you got a speeding ticket and you go into court and the judge tells you, oh, you don't have to worry about paying this. Your fine has already been paid. And so you walk out free as can be, right? Because you don't have to pay this now. Well, that's exactly what it's like with what Christ did. He paid our debt. He paid your debt. So any sin that you have, he will wash it white as snow, completely clean, clearing your record with his death on the cross, his salvation. So I wanted to just make sure that you were aware that that's the destruction that you're being saved from.
Yes, and I even grew up with, and I am not judging, I actually knew this. And I grew up with girls and boys, even their mothers and fathers, went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, revivals, everything, but never officially asked the Lord Jesus to come into their life. Oh, yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I am born again. Yes, I believe in God. But they never said the name of Jesus. I want to read Philippians 2, and I'm going to read 8-12. Philippians chapter 2, 8-12. And being found in fashion as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. Wherefore God the Father highly exalted Jesus and gave him that name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my brethren, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, you're going to stand before God yourself. And did you confess the Lord Jesus Christ to your friends? Did you say that I am saved through the blood of Jesus Christ and his once and for all sacrifice? He says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What do you think, Sarah?
Whew, that's a good word. You are, and you're so right on. Even for those that, you know, we profess Christ as our Lord and Savior, make sure to check, are you professing Jesus to others? Do others know that you're a Christ follower? Here where it says to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling, people should see a difference in you, in the things that you do. As when you're saved, there's naturally something that changes in you, both in your character, your attitude, even the things that you like to do. Maybe, like, for example, me, I used to party a lot before I knew Christ. And now I don't want anything to do with it because it doesn't glorify my Father. So you start turning away from the old man that you used to be and doing things that glorify God the Father. And that's a way that shows a result of your salvation.
Come back to that reverence before God. The
mm-hmm.
church, even across the world, has left the reverence unto the Father God. It is a one-rule kingdom. I wanted to read another scripture, Sarah. Mark 8:38, mm-hmm. whosoever shall be ashamed of me, this is Jesus, and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Are you ashamed of the Lord Jesus? A lot of people say, oh, when you say Jesus as me, it sounds so childish. Who do you think's telling you that? The enemy, because he knows the name of Jesus. Everything will bow eventually and confess he is Lord. If you're ashamed of Jesus, he said, I will be ashamed of you. I will say, I never knew you. When he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels, I am ready just to tell the whole world how much I love our Lord Jesus. Miss Sarah.
You guys, this is, I know that it sounds serious because it is serious. We care about you guys and want to make sure that, you know, you're saved. We care about your souls and your eternities. And I want to read something that my husband sent this morning from Hebrews 2:11. You know, Robin was just talking about how Jesus says, if you're ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of you. But look at this. So, and this is what's said in Hebrews 2:11 for those that are children of God. It says, so now Jesus and the ones he makes holy, so this is children of God, have the same Father. And it says, that is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them his brothers and sisters. So as a brother and sister in Christ, Jesus is not ashamed of you. He's not ashamed of anything in your past or anything like that. He is proud to call you his brother and sister.
Amen. And, you know, I wanted to also say that, you know, in Romans 10:9-10, thou shalt be saved. That means life eternal even here on earth, as we have touched before. On John 10:10, Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. That means the Zoe life here. God saves you, gives you the shalom of him here on earth. That's why he sent Jesus. Just right now, just say, Jesus, I confess you as Lord. I hear you. Jesus, you are my Lord. Thank you for eternal life through your name, Lord Jesus, and power. We receive it now, your saving grace, to glorify our God. In your name, Lord, I ask that you just touch each and every life. Lord, remind them that it's only through the name of Jesus. Yes, we bless people unto you, Father God, mighty Jehovah, but it's only through the supreme sacrifice, the name of Jesus Christ, you will be saved. And so we just thank you, Lord, for blessing those, healing them. Let them receive this word as in love from us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Sarah, take about 5 seconds here and say something, and we'll say goodbye.
Yeah. So you guys, just remember that Christ, and this is going to come from Ephesians 2, Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when his own body on the cross, he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. And that was separating us from the Father, but we're no longer separated when we're saved and in Christ.
Well, we just praise the Lord, and we thank you so much, everybody. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
I believe in blood.